Welcome, listeners, to the Regen Radio podcast. We're doing a feature today on the Red Invasion 1919 Festival happening in Quebec City on September 26th and 27th. This is Ottawa band Adversary to start us off.
We'll be right back. thus produced, we transport over large distances, still for the sake of profit.
Here I am.
That money can't buy you everything. When the last fish is gone, and the last tree's cut down, and the last river frozen, and corporations own everything, what will you do? It's time to stand up and take back the land. It's time to get up.
Are tuned into the Regen Radio podcast. We're doing a feature on Red Invasion 1919, a two-day music festival happening in Quebec City, Canada, September 26th and 27th. To visit the website to get more info about the festival, you can go to chromosome-syndicate.com, or you can look them up on MySpace under Red Invasion 1919. The festival will be headlining Xenomorph from Germany and Interlope from France, with supporting acts Adversary, Scrape PDX, Cervello Electronico, Worms of the Earth featuring Toronto artist It Clinks, Memmaker Perfection Plastic, Tacoma, as well as a host of VJs and DJs. Tickets are on sale online until September 20th, and they include admission to both nights, plus a couple of free drinks and a chance to win $300 worth of computer prizes. The ticket price will be going up after September 20th, so visit those websites pronto to get tickets. Now, of course, back to the show and the music, which is what it's all about. This is Interlope from France.
Psychological fascism.
Sleep. Horrible dreams haunt me, and yet I still want to sleep. Being awake doesn't seem that bad, however, once you get used to it, once you get used to saying that about it, yeah, I'll say it's not that bad. Next day I get up and I force myself to carry on. Everything I see disgusts. I look around and everyone seems to be scratching lottery cards in hope of something. Money can buy dreams. The solution to everything could be under that next scratch. Every smell, every scent makes me want to vomit. Activity is worthless. Wait for the end. But it moves too slow. Like a long, drawn out and useless scratch. The dragging sickness of it creeps along. And in the end, it's the waiting that's unbearable. In the meantime, these questions plague me. Who doesn't want a bigger apartment? Who doesn't want a better, higher paying job so that you can waste your money on booze and drugs and
dumb fucking bitches?
I try to deny it, rant and rave about it,
but in the end, who doesn't want it? I think I want to escape, but in the end, I just want stuff to worry about. I want stuff other people want to steal. Cause it's gotta be more to life than material possessions. Oh fuck, you know what? I think my penis needs to be bigger. I think it needs more girth. But what do I really care about a bigger dick? I don't want that size for my own sake, but so that I can hurt people with it. Now I realize, now I admit that hurting people with my cock would really make me feel better about myself, make me feel that I've made some sort of achievement. But now I feel closed in. I feel that claustrophobic feeling. I feel I gotta get out there and go places. Who doesn't want to see the world in all its endless nauseation, to see the world? Big screen TVs. The price is dropping, I hear. Such clarity of reception, such clarity of vision. Great news. Perfumes and clothes, gotta look good, gotta smell good.
Yeah.
me want to curl up and sleep.
And in some way a convincing proof that these inner realities exist. subjective is what brings meaning and purpose to our lives.
It's not. We'll be right back. Thank you.